You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and feign deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of God, head bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, I want you to see how we should walk. He said, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. There is a way to walk in Christ. You can't say, this is how I walk. You can't say, this is my own version of Christianity. There's no version of Christianity. It's not about Calvinism and you know, all of those things. I don't know why human beings do those things. They just coin something after human's name. I don't know why they do that. When we have the simplicity of Christ in the scriptures, we are not patterning ourselves after any man. I even see people today foolishly praying in the name of somebody. They say, oh, in the name of the God of this man, in the name of God of this ministry, in the name. When you are doing that, it's idolatry. It means you don't know what you are doing. You don't know what whom you have called to believe. That a man, a human being like you, is the person you are using to identify God for your own self. Is he Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Some of you say, well, there is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's God who chose himself to be identified by those three characters. That's God. But today, we are in Christ Jesus. Why are you still praying in the name of the God of the Papa of this ministry? Then he said, as ye have received Jesus, walk ye in him. There's a way to walk in Christ. He said, rooted and built up in him. Who should you be rooted in Christ? Ask yourself, wherever you are today and whatever you are doing today, are you being rooted in Christ? Are you being built up in him? He said, and established in the faith. Are you established in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ? As ye have been taught, have you been taught about him? You see, that's the problem. Many people are not rooted. They are not built up because they've never been taught. There's no teaching really going on today. What people just go and hear are just flattery messages. You cannot be poor. Jesus hates the poor. All of those nonsense. It's your turn to shine. It is your year of this. And then a few nuggets here and there, and then some motivational talk. You cannot reach the height without diligence. Diligence is the fuel that produces result. In all of those things, that's not the gospel. Those are just human sayings. We are not saying diligence is not good, but that's not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of those sayings. He said, have you been taught? He said, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Then he asked, he said, beware. He said to you rather, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and feign deceit. You see, you are allowing people to deceive you with philosophy, vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiment of this world, not after Christ. They are even quoting Buddha today. They can quote anything. They say, quote Aristotle, quote all of those things. We don't need all of those quotes. The words of Jesus, they are spirit and they are life. He said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Be careful. He said, for in him dwelleth the fullness of Godhead bodily. What are you looking for outside of Jesus Christ? Some of you think solution is somewhere. You think solution is in sowing seed somewhere. You think solution is giving a man money somewhere. He said, we are complete in him. He said, and ye are complete in him. If you are not complete, he won't say you are complete. Did you know that you are complete in Christ? He said, which is the head of principality and power? So which power are you afraid of now? When he is the head of principalities and power, how can you be afraid of the chief of army staff when the commander-in-chief of the armed forces is right behind you? How can you be afraid? So you should understand who you are in Christ Jesus. You are complete in him. In him, you are complete. It is in him you must know. What you should be knowing every day is Christ. What should be going on in what we call churches all over the place should be Jesus. People should be getting to know Jesus. But what people are doing today is that they just set up a building, get microphone, get a keyboard, and they put some drums there. And then what are they trying to do to solve people's problem? You don't have a child, come. You are sick, come. You need money, come. So it is a problem-oriented centers. It is not a Christ-oriented centers. It should be a place of assembly where we assemble together to learn Christ. But no, that's not what people are doing today. The man who has set it up, he wants to make money. So he has to pretend that he can solve your problem. That's not the concept of church in the scriptures. And then people will say that the Bible says, forsake not the assembly with one another. Is that what he's asking you not to forsake? Do you think that's what Jesus is asking you to forsake? Not to forsake, rather. So you must understand what the church is. He said, you are complete in him. You are complete in him. What we should be learning every day, brethren, is Christ. What your pastor should be teaching you is Christ. What your bishop should be teaching you is Christ. What the general overseer should be teaching you is Christ. You see, this man, sometimes, you know, I just wonder. There's a popular preacher in my country. Somebody asked him, how come you are not preaching the scripture? How come you are not preaching Jesus to these people? He said, they are still young. He's been in ministry for over 30-something years. He has not started preaching Christ. They are still young. So what are you preaching? Where is the sincere meek of the word of God being preached? All they are doing is, I see something. You see, all of those things lead nobody anywhere. It's just fascinating. So it will gather crowd. See, as I travel through your village, they only travel through village. They don't travel through cities. I don't know why. Only village. That's where their spirit travels. What you should be learning is Christ. Go to places where you will learn Jesus. Go to an assembly where you will learn Jesus. Anywhere you are not learning Jesus, that's not the place God wants you to be. I'm being honest with you. Because you will never grow and be rooted in him. And the scripture says you should grow and be rooted in Christ and be established in the faith. Many have claimed to be in Christ for years. They are never rooted, they are never built up, and they are never established in the faith. How long will you continue in that path of deception? May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.